disciple of the Noble Ones considers this: I am not the only one subject to aging who has not gone beyond aging. To the extent that there are beings, past and future, passing away and re-arising, all beings are subject to aging, have not gone beyond aging. When you often reflect on this, the factors of the path take birth. You stick with that path, develop it, cultivate it. As you stick with that path, develop it, and cultivate it, the fetters are abandoned, the obsessions destroyed. Further, a disciple of the Noble Ones considers this: I am not the only one subject to illness who has not gone beyond illness. To the extent that there are beings, past and future, passing away and re-arising, all beings are subject to illness, have not gone beyond illness. When you often reflect on this, the factors of the path take birth. You stick with that path, develop it, cultivate it. As you stick with that path, develop it, and cultivate it, the fetters are abandoned, the obsessions destroyed. Further, a disciple of the Noble Ones considers this: I am not the only one subject to death who has not gone beyond death. To the extent that there are beings, past and future, passing away and re-arising, all beings are subject to death, have not gone beyond death. When you often reflect on this, the factors of the path take birth. You stick with that path, develop it, cultivate it. As you stick with that path, develop it and cultivate it, the fetters are abandoned, the obsessions destroyed. Further, a disciple of the Noble Ones considers this: I am not the only one who will grow different, separate from all that is dear and appealing to me. To the extent that there are beings, past and future, passing away and re-arising, all beings will grow different, separate from all that is dear and appealing to them. When you often reflect on this, the factors of the path take birth. You stick with that path, develop it, cultivate it. As you stick with that path, develop it, and cultivate it, the fetters are abandoned, the obsessions destroyed. Further, a disciple of the Noble Ones considers this: I am not the only one who is owner of my actions, heir to my actions, born of my actions, related through my actions, who has my actions as my arbitrator, who, whatever I do, for good or for evil, to that will I fall heir. To the extent that there are beings, past and future, passing away and re-arising, all beings are owners of their actions, heir to their actions, born of their actions, related through their actions, and have their actions as their arbitrator. Whatever they do, for good or for evil, to that will they fall heir. When you often reflect on this, the factors of the path take birth. You stick with that path, develop it, cultivate it. As you stick with that path, develop it, and cultivate it, the fetters are abandoned, the obsessions destroyed.